to attack Asheron. Somehow, even now, his self-preservation knew attacking the Atlantean god would be a serious mistake.
"I heard that," Ash said calmly. "English may not be my native tongue, but I'm pretty good at understanding it."
He released him. Jared stepped forward. Dressed in a long black leather coat, his red hair was pulled back into a sleek ponytail. The most surprising thing was that his skin wasn't pale or freckled. Rather, he was tanned, with strong features. Though he was nowhere near as tall as Ash or Jericho, his powerful aura was enough to make even the baddest of asses stand down. His eyes were hidden behind a pair of opaque sunglasses, but even so, they seemed to glow.
"Give us the sword Noir gave to you."
That succeeded in making Jericho pause.
"How do you know about the sword?"
"It belongs to me. I hear her calling, and I want her back."
Using his powers, Jericho released Phobos, who came off of the wall with a fierce growl. When Phobos took a step toward him, Ash stopped him by putting one hand on his chest.
"Let it go, Phobos. You got off easy in my book. Had that been Tori they had taken, you'd be in pieces."
Ignoring them, Jericho summoned the sword. The moment it appeared, Jared's entire demeanor changed. Instead of being stern and ready to battle, he was reverent and humble. Kneeling on the floor, Jared took the sword from his hand and placed it, blade down, to stand before him. He whispered in a language Jericho didn't know, which he would have thought impossible. One of the benefits of being a god was the ability to understand all languages, but this, it was completely foreign to him. The sword began to spin on the floor by itself, faster and faster. A bright light emanated from the hilt, blinding them. Then it began to bend until it formed a tiny, beautiful woman who stood no more than 3 feet tall. Her skin and eyes shimmered gold, while black hair cascaded over her shoulders to her hips. Dressed in a flowing black gown, she had the long ears of an elf, and her eyes slanted like a cat's. A small gold crown held her hair off her face in an intricate twining gold. Diamonds and rubies dangled from the crown around the shape of her face. She was exquisite. No wonder the sword had seemed alive. It was.
"Mistress,"
Jared said, taking her hand.
"Forgive me."
Her eyes flashed red as she removed her hand from his grasp to touch his hair.
"It's been a long time, Jared."
"I am so sorry."
His voice broke as if he was fighting back tears. She knelt on the floor in front of him and removed the sunglasses to show the eerie red, orange, and yellow eyes of his.
"I know, Curan. But I'm not the one you need to beg forgiveness from. Now stand, and together we will fight again."
His gaze was so tormented that it made Jericho's chest tighten.
"I will not fail you again, mistress. I swear it."
She smiled kindly.
"I understand why you did what you did. There is no malice in me."
She clenched his hand in hers and held them together in the center of her chest, over her heart.
"You have others to save now. We need to be quick about it."
She released him and sat back. In one flash of light, she returned to being a sword again that stood before him. Jared took the hilt in his hand, kissed it reverently, and stood. Jericho looked at Asheron, wanting to understand what had just happened. Ash tucked his hands into his pockets.
"The Sephirai had 10 elite warriors called the Mimiru, each one chosen by the sword he or she carried."
Jared manifested a baldric and put it on so he could carry his sword.
Tagara went 2,000 years without a Shiori.
A what?
A guide.
Jared swallowed before he spoke again.
No one was allowed to wield her. Not until me.
Jericho didn't understand until Ash explained.
She was the most powerful of the swords, and whoever wielded her led all the other Sephiri.
Shit. The Sephiri had been betrayed by their leader,
by the most chosen among them.
Jared shook his head.
I deserve what was done to me and worse. But this isn't about the past. We have to stop Noir.
He looked at Asheron.
Do you have your Karanti?
They're ready when we are.
Phobos moved forward.
I have a handful of surviving Dolophini and Honoroi standing by right now.
Jared inclined his head.
Then we attack. May the source guide us true.
Jericho scoffed.
Screw the source. This is about vengeance, and Noir is going to regret ever messing with me.